and not, a thief can break into the home and steal all the presents today and not steal the greatest gift, because no one can take it away from us. And we just want to worship you. God, would you hear us just say collectively, thank you for coming for us. We love you, and we just want to sing your praises now and worship you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. We want to sing one more Christmas song, but first we're going to do communion. So I would ask the servers to go ahead and come up now and to go ahead and pass out the elements. If you would grab those and just hold them for a minute, it will be great. Can I take one of those? I was thinking about last week when we were talking about communion, and we were talking about holidays, holy days. And both of those came up in the same sermon. And as we were discussing that, we discussed two holidays or holy days that we have as tradition as the church. They were birthed with the church in Acts 2. And those were Christmas and Easter. And as we come to a point of communion, I want you to think about that. Both of those are represented, both Christmas and Easter, in communion. We know that when Jesus sat with the disciples and he broke that bread and passed it around, he said, this is my body which is given for you. And on Christmas Day, don't we celebrate that? We celebrate the fact that God took on human flesh. He came into the world, the body given for us. So often we equate the body given for us only as the cross, only as the scourging. And I have to tell you, that is a very narrow viewpoint of the body given for us. The body was given for us when Jesus came into the world and took on human flesh that we could relate with. His body was given for us when he went to the cross, when he bore our sin. His body was given for us when he was resurrected into a glorified eternal body. His body will be given to us again when we see him face to face and are as he is now. Because once Jesus took on human flesh, on bodily form, he would never again exist without it. For all of eternity, he will be in a body. So when we take this bread today and we say this body given for us, I want you to understand it's so much more than just the cross. It started in the manger. Let's take the bread together. Lord, we want to thank you for your body, which was given for us, for all who would believe in you. And we receive it now in remembrance of all that you've done, are doing, and will do into eternity when we see you again and we take the bread. When we come to the cup, if there was no body, there would have been no blood. This blood was shed for us, Jesus said, to cover us for all of our sins. That's why he came into the world. Christmas is so beautiful, but the story just begins there. And so Jesus, on the night that he was with the disciples, he was sitting there. He passed around the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink it as often as you shall in remembrance of me." And we drink the cup together. Lord, we want to thank you that we can have communion with you now in this way, because you came for us, that we can celebrate, that we can worship, that we can enjoy you. And Lord, we're so thankful that when we're taking these elements and you say, remember, remember, we are remembering and we're looking forward. We're beginning to think more and more about that time when you said, "I will not drink this cup until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And Lord, we're so excited because all these things right now are a shadow of something that's going to come. A day when we're going to sit in your presence together. We can't even picture this, Lord. So many around the throne. And you passing out the cup like you did on that day and saying, let us drink together. Lord, the way you love us is so, it's beyond our capacity to love that way. Yet we want to try. Lord, teach us, transform us, help us to love you even fractionally in the way that you love us. Thank you for all the things that we commemorate to remind us of the freedom we've been given and the hope that's coming because of you, Jesus. And we worship you now in your precious name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. If you would rise, and I would love to pray over you before we send you out, but if you have a prayer request, would you come up front and be prayed for before you leave? And before I pray over you, I just want to notice that a Christmas miracle has occurred. Have you looked at your watch at all? Oh my gosh, that is the shortest sermon I've ever preached in my life. Whoa! Jesus is real. Okay. So if you need prayer, would you come up front, and could we have a few prayer warriors come up here to pray with people? Wonderful. Would you bow your heads? May you walk in the Spirit, experiencing the fullness of the joy of the Lord, shining as a light in a lost world, standing firm in your faith, testifying to your family, friends, and community by your love for God and for others. May your fellowship with the Holy Spirit and your ability to hear the voice of our great shepherd and your daily transformation to be more like our Lord and Savior Jesus overflow in you in every moment until you see him face to face and eternally see him in all of his glory to forever enter into his rest. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, we will see you on the 23rd. Until then, have a wonderful time preparing for Christmas. God bless you.